This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Amanda Brill of Total Farm Marketing. Amanda, pretty quiet right now in the ag marketplace, but what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
It's been a very quiet week. There's low volume, so kind of a bit of volatile trade, but we have corn down a penny, soybeans down 3 cents. Wheat has really been the star of the show this week, up 10 cents. But yeah, overall, this low volume is contributing to very rapidly fluctuating prices.
And to illustrate that, Amanda, yesterday it seemed like most of the trade was focusing on the South American weather. And so, of course, they've gotten a more favorable forecast there recently. But here today, it seems like that might not be totally the case as we see prices kind of all over the place. So what are we looking at, do you think, for the big picture there?
South American weather, as far as I'm concerned, I check the radar every morning. They're getting rain in central Brazil and northern Brazil. Those forecasts that I have seen have remained pretty favorable. I think a big part of this is going to also, you know, Argentina needs is going to come into play. They put out essentially half of a crop last season. This year, they're probably looking at either a regular crop or better than average. So if we do see some production losses in Brazil, I think it's possible that's offset by the gains in Argentina.
That was Amanda Brill with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn is down 1.5 at 475 even. January soybeans down 5.5 at 1311 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 92 cents at 168.35. January feeder cattle down $1.77 at 222.70. February lean hogs down 80 cents at 69.07. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. And Class 3 milk down 9 cents at 15.60. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.